Hello and welcome to Let's Talk Packaging, the show where we unbox the secrets behind what keeps your product safe, fresh, and looking great. I'm your host, Alec, and today we are diving deep into the world of fresh food. And to help us do that, we have an absolute expert in the studio. Lori is a veteran in fresh food merchandising, and she's seen it all. Lori, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Alec. It's great to be here.
So I want to start with a story, a tragedy, really. Last week, I bought this gorgeous package of fresh strawberries. The design seemed fine and it looked perfect.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
You do, because halfway home, my grocery bag was soaked in strawberry juice from crushed berries. My bread was pink, my receipts were covered in pulp. It was all show and no go. Lori, in your world, is this a common tragedy?
It's incredibly common, and it's the perfect example of the central conflict in food packaging today. Everyone is competing for attention in crowded coolers and on packed shelves, but what industry veterans know is that the prettiest package means nothing if it fails at its primary job.
Its primary job being not turning my car into a sticky mess.
Exactly. It sounds simple, but real packaging differentiation comes from performance, not just looks. We're talking about leak resistance, durability, clarity, safety, and of course, shelf life. A leaky container doesn't just annoy a customer, it can create slip and fall hazards in store aisles and sends angry consumers right to the return counter.
Right, it's a much bigger problem than just my soggy loaf of bread. So what makes packaging actually stand out then? If it's not the fancy shape, what is it?
Well, there are a few key things. First, as I mentioned, it has to maintain shelf life. Your product needs to stay fresh from the processing plant all the way to the customer's fridge. That's non-negotiable.
Okay, freshness first. Got it. What's second?
Second, it does need that eye-catching merchandising appeal you talked about. It has to look good enough to get picked up in the first place. But, and this is the big but, third, it absolutely has to perform.
Performance. So no leaking.
No leaking, no popping open. Brands sometimes try to save a few pennies on packaging, but that's a terrible excuse for containers failing. It erodes brand reputation and customer trust instantly.
I can vouch for that, and I'm definitely giving the side eye to that strawberry brand now. Are there other factors?
Yes. Fourth, it needs to be practical for everyone handling it. Think about the stockers in the grocery store, the delivery drivers, not just the end consumer. Can it stack? Is it easy to open and reseal? These things create massive labor issues if they're not considered.
That makes sense. A wobbly, unstackable container is a nightmare for the people who have to build a display with it.
It is. And lastly, and this is the most important one, it has to protect the food and keep it safe. Hamper resistance, proper sealing, these are fundamental to food safety.
Okay, so shelf life, appeal, performance, practicality, and safety. It seems so straightforward when you lay it all out. Why do so many brands get this wrong? Why are my groceries still getting soaked?
It's often because companies fall in love with an idea. They see a creative shape or an innovative design and get swept up in the aesthetic. They forget that packaging isn't just an advertisement, it's a delivery system.
A delivery system, that's a great way to put it.
It has to actually work. Your package can look like a piece of art, but if it performs like garbage, you've just created a very expensive problem for yourself.
So how do you balance it? It feels like a choice between boring but functional and exciting but leaky.
You don't have to choose. That's the key. You need both. The winning formula blends functionality with creativity. The smart way to do it is to start with the fundamentals. Before you even think about a wild new shape, your packaging must be stackable, it must resist leaks, it needs to have crystal clear visibility, and it has to make the buyer feel that the food inside is safe.
Nail the basics first.
Precisely. Once those are locked in, then you can layer in the creativity. And this is crucial. The smartest retailers test before they roll out.
Test small, you mean. Don't just order a million units of the cool-looking but potentially leaky container.
Yes. Test in a few stores. Get feedback. Ensure the package actually works in the real world. Then you can scale up the unique shapes or interesting product pairings that add real value. Test, prove, then scale.
That makes so much sense. Now, I have to ask about the big S word in packaging right now, sustainability. Does that play a role in differentiation? is that becoming more important than a flashy design?
It's shifting very quickly from a nice-to-have to a deal-breaker for a growing segment of consumers. For a long time, many consumers didn't actively check for things like post-consumer recycled content, or PCR.
I admit, I don't always check the label for that.
And that's still common. At more value-focused stores, we see fewer people checking sustainability metrics. Price is the primary driver. But at premium grocers, it's a different story. Shoppers are actively comparing packaging materials and making choices based on environmental impact.
So the store itself dictates how much sustainability matters.
To a large degree, yes. But there's a technical challenge here. Higher PCR content, which is great for the environment, can sometimes cloud the plastic. It compromises that crystal clear presentation that drives sales because customers want to see the fresh food inside.
Another balancing act. You want it to be green, but you also want customers to see the beautiful red strawberries inside, not a foggy haze.
That's the puzzle manufacturers are working on right now, maintaining perfect clarity and performance while increasing environmental responsibility.
So, with all of this in mind, performance, aesthetics, sustainability, what's next? What does the future of food packaging look like?
The future belongs to packaging that solves real problems, not just for the consumer, but for everyone in the supply chain. Before a brand chases the next creative trend, they need to ask the hard questions. Compostable and plant-based plastics, often called bioplastics, are a huge area of innovation. The idea is to create packaging from renewable resources, like cornstarch or sugarcane, that can break down naturally without leaving harmful residues. It's a move away from fossil fuel-based plastics altogether, which is a big win for the environment. However, it's not a silver bullet.
Not a silver bullet. That's intriguing. What are the hurdles? I imagine it's not as simple as just switching from one plastic to another. Are there performance issues or is it a cost thing?
Yes, that's definitely one of them. But also, does this match the function of the product? Does it protect it? Does it make life easier for the retailer? Does it meet the consumer's environmental expectations? The packaging that wins tomorrow won't just catch the eye. It'll solve the problems that matter most. Some early bioplastics couldn't handle high temperatures, which is a problem for hot foods. Others weren't as durable, leading to cracking or breaking. And then there's the disposal issue. Many compostable plastics only break down in industrial composting facilities, not in a backyard compost bin. If they end up in a landfill, they can release methane, a potent greenhouse gas. So consumer education is a huge piece of the puzzle.
Function and form working together. Lori, this has been incredibly insightful. You've given me a whole new appreciation for that humble plastic container. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure, Alec. It was fun.
And that's all the time we have for this episode of Let's Talk Packaging. A huge thank you again to our guest, Lori. Join us next time. Until then, keep an eye out for those leaks.